Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5. So anyway, this is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. Today, our show is going to be a lot about water, so we'll get to it in just a bit, but first, a couple of songs. This is KX93.5.
You going to count me in?
I am. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, we are back. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I am Ernest Hackman. I'm your host. And today I have as my guest Chris Regan from the Laguna Beach County Water District. How are you today?
I'm great. Sunday morning. It's shaping up to be a beautiful day in Laguna once again, so it's great to be here.
All right. So most cities do not have their own water district. So why don't you take us through a little bit of the story of the origin story, if you will, of the Laguna Beach County Water District.
Sure. So Laguna Beach County Water District has been here in Laguna Beach since 1925. We actually were here a few years before the city was. We were formed by the residents because when the city was first founded, it was more of a vacation spot for a few lucky people that were able to get into the area. But at the time, the only water that was available to them were from a couple of wells in the canyon. So for years in the early days, residents had to stop on their way into town, and there was a well out in Laguna Canyon, and they would fill up buckets, fill up bottles, and bring water into town for their drinking water and their bathing water. And you know, you can imagine that this got to be kind
of... That must have been fun, yeah, with the water jars on your head.
It got to be cumbersome, and people were coming here for some great summers, and they didn't, you know, they were getting tired of having to traipse out to the canyon. And as more people, just like today, as more people started to come, the line at the well got longer and longer. So a couple of local residents, you know, kind of strung together some pipes to try to bring water into town, but it got to be to a point where they couldn't control quality, they couldn't control delivery.
Now, and were those the wooden pipes with the tar?
Those were the wooden pipes. Yeah, and you can imagine
the good old days.
The good old days. You can imagine the reliability of that and the quality of that.
What's that sheen?
So there were a couple of brothers that were running just this tiny little water company, and they really kind of got tired of the town coming after them every time they tried to get some clean water and it wasn't there. So some forefathers of Laguna, five gentlemen, decided that it was time to bring a water system into town. And they did this. Remember, we had one well out in the canyon, but Laguna was growing. So there wasn't enough water in that well, so they decided they needed to find another source.
Probably people were even back then complaining about overuse and their favorite little beach spot being overrun.
Exactly. I mean, you know, hey, these tourists are coming into town and taking our water from the well,
people.
And now there's a line of 50 cars at the well. And
right.
So these forefathers actually probably made one of the best decisions for water in Laguna's history. They went up to Huntington Beach, and under the guise of wanting to start a duck hunting club, they convinced the city to sell them some acreage up in the Huntington Beach area.
Huh.
And that was the beginning of the Laguna Beach County Water District. They formed, the town voted in favor of forming a county water district, which is governed by the county water code. And they bought this property with a bond, and from that point on, basically said, well, it's not going to be a duck hunting club. We're going to take the water anyway.
Yeah.
And we put in a line.
Put the water district sign up.
Yeah, and for years brought water in from the Huntington Beach area. So that's kind of the start. And I say it was a great decision because although the water in Huntington Beach, where we were getting the wells there, became brackish, which means that there was seawater intrusion, the district held on to the property. At that time, we joined Metropolitan Water District and we're taking water from Met. So that's kind of how we got our start with our imported supply. But in holding on to that property, what we discovered was that there was oil under the land that we had purchased.
Oh, there you go.
So,
like Beverly Hillbillies, which nobody remembers.
So we sold the rights to the oil. We leased the rights to the oil, and because of that, the district has no debt. I mean, we basically funded all of our projects, all of our reservoirs, our whole water system was funded through money that we received from those royalties.
Hmm,
so wow. For a district that's our size, which is relatively small, but we have a pretty intense system because of the hills.
And, right, the topography.
So we've got, unlike other water districts, in order to feed all of our residents, which are only about 8,500 connections, we've got 22 reservoirs, and that's because every hill has to have a reservoir in order for us to be able to gravity feed water down.
Okay.
But so we have this very robust system, but very few ratepayers to help pay for it. So had we not had that land and had those oil rights, we would have had to have bonds to pay for all those projects. But because of that, we're currently, you know, we have no debt, which is pretty darn good.
Always a good place to be. So that's how it kind of got started. The water turned brackish, and we don't have any water of our own per se. Is that correct?
Kind of.
I guess it was correct.
It was correct, and so back in the 1940s, maybe 1940. We're hard at working even on Sunday,
James.
That's us. That's one of our staff people that go around and check all of our reservoir sites on a daily basis. We do that just to check for security and make sure everything is functioning and that there aren't any issues. So we are a 24/7 operation. But when we started taking water from Metropolitan in the 40s, it was because the Huntington Beach wells went brackish. And we were on Metropolitan supply for many, many years, up until a few years ago. And it was imported. So we got Metropolitan receives water from the Colorado and the State Water Project. When we signed up in the 40s, it was cheap. Okay. But as you can imagine, everything goes up in price. So the cost of imported water, due in part to a lot of facts, the cost of getting it to us because of the energy, the fact that there was a drought in Colorado, there was issues in on the State Water Project, the price of that water started to go up astronomically. And the district had always retained rights to water in the Santa Ana Basin, because remember, that's when we purchased the land in Huntington Beach, it meant that we got the water rights underneath the property that we had. We had retained those 2,025 acre feet of, which at the few years ago was about half of our water supply. The problem is that there were some people that didn't think we should have it, mainly other people overlying the basin. Right. But 2 years ago, we worked out a deal finally to get those water rights back with the Orange County Water District. We've got a contract that is now in perpetuity, which allows us to take those 2,025 acre feet of groundwater.
And that's per year.
That's per year. So what that means for us now is because our water use has been decreasing over the years, that 2,025 acre feet is about two-thirds of our supply now.
Oh, wow.
What's important and what's good for our customers is that's a cheaper supply.
Okay.
So where groundwater or imported water is maybe $1,000 an acre foot, we're looking at groundwater being $600 an acre foot.
Okay.
Because of that.
A substantial difference.
Right. Now, we did a couple of years ago, we did a multi-year rate increase prior to us getting the groundwater. And the past 2 years, we haven't had to go up as high in our rates because of the fact that water is a cheaper source.
Right.
We are each year for the next, we've got five payments that we're making to Orange County Water District. We had to buy into their system. It was a little bit over $3 million. So we have a payment that we're making to them that will be, I think we're in our third year now. But it is a cheaper water supply. More importantly, it is a local supply.
Right.
And it's two-thirds of our supply. So if we were to be hit with a major drought in California where we were cut off from the Colorado or a disaster or we're cut off from the State Water Project, we have that local supply that's right here that we have.
Right, you have the rights to.
We have the rights to. So where if it was a major disaster, if something happened, if an aqueduct was taken out, our residents would have to cut back. But we think without a problem that we could supply them.
Right. Now, and before, when we were import only, what so like say we have a big earthquake and we can't get water from the Delta up in Sacramento area, how many days supply would we have had?
So
what would have been our situation
with the imported supply? Let's assume that was something happened up in the Delta or the State Water Project was taken out. We probably had about 4 to 7 days worth of water supply. Now, if other areas around us weren't affected as bad, or they had extra water, we had some emergency deals to where we could pull water.
Okay,
but as you know, in a disaster, it's kind of every man for themselves. And as an agency, those agencies are responsible to their ratepayers.
Sure, sure.
So for us, it was about a 7-day supply. That means that we're getting no water in, our tanks are full, and we're cutting back customers as much as we can. We've
right,
got about
so
7 days.
Strict rationing.
Correct. With the groundwater supply, we've probably got over 90 days of supply now.
Okay.
So plenty of time to figure out some other options. And really, it's probably longer than that because we would really cut people back.
Sure.
I mean, we would say, hey, this is a major disaster.
Yeah, this is an emergency.
But to go from 7 days to 90 days is huge for us. I mean, it's a sigh of relief for us knowing that we've got that water in an emergency.
Right. So I'm going to take a sigh of relief. This is KX93.5. I want to remind the listeners that they are listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And today I have as my guest Chris Regan of the Laguna Beach County Water District. We're going to take a little break, but we'll be back in just a bit with more from Chris and the Water District. This is KX93.5.
Say
Hey, this is KX93.5, and you are listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And today I have as my guest, Chris Regan of the Laguna Beach County Water District. And that last song, you know, The Rain King with Counting Crows, or by Counting Crows. Well, so that brings us to a subject that we should probably talk about is rain, because that's where most of our water comes from, right?
Yes.
Sort of.
So it's interesting because, you know, for us in Southern California, when rain falls, it does help us. I mean, it fills some local reservoirs down here. But, you know, for the most part, it's helping in the fact that hopefully residents are turning off the irrigation systems for a few days and
right.
letting Mother Nature do its work. For us, what's important as far as rainfall is what happens up north. When you look at up in Northern California, you look at the Sierra Nevadas, you have to think of that as kind of a visual reservoir. What happens up there is rain falls during the winter, it freezes, and as it melts going into spring and summer, that's Southern California's water supply, in addition to local, of course, local supplies here in groundwater.
Sure.
But for imported supplies, that Sierra Nevada is a huge portion of the state's water supply.
And so they measure the snowpack.
So they measure the snowpack, and you always see stuff around this time of year where they're saying, okay, well, it looks great, it doesn't look great. A couple of years ago, you may remember the photos of the governor standing out in a field, and there was not any snow around, and that was kind of
this
that.
This is where we usually
measure. Exactly, that was kind of that dire when we were in the.
We usually have a pole. That
exactly, exactly. When those were the dire times.
Yes.
So really, we look at what happens in Northern California and what the snowpack is. Now, Southern California, because of the fact that we've been in droughts for many years, this last drought certainly was not the first. It wasn't the last. We were in droughts in the 70s and the 90s. I think every decade we've had a drought. So when the drought hit in the 90s, Southern California really took note of that and said, okay, we need to prepare better. And so you saw a lot of Southern California agencies look at local supplies, look at conservation measures. That's when we started replacing toilets and looking at shower heads.
Showering together.
just looking at ways that we could take the water that we were getting and use it more wisely. Looking at irrigation. And then also building more storage. For us, we needed storage.
Okay.
When the rain falls, if it's coming from Northern California, if it's falling here in Southern California, we want to capture as much as we can because we need it for those non-rainy days. So Southern California is pretty prepared for a long-term drought, which is why we were able to weather the last drought. Now, keep in mind the governor kind of did this, we're all in this together, and we were all asked to cut back by 25%, which our residents rose to the challenge and did. Those restrictions were lifted last April because we had such an amount of rain that fell last year.
Yeah. It was epic.
It was epic. And that kind of really got us out of that really dire strait. However,
so we were singing in the rain.
We were singing in the rain. We were no longer showering with friends for the time being.
You could go down and shower just with pears.
But as everyone knows, now in the last 2 months we've had more rainfall. We've had more rain in the Sierra Nevada, so it's kind of helped us, and we don't see major restrictions coming. But if you look across the entire state, there are still areas that are still in drought.
Yeah, stressed.
Stressed, at least. Our message across the state is where we were last year, where we were, you've got to cut back. It's mandatory. It's 25% we have to reach. We're telling our customers, it's not about conservation anymore. It's about using water wisely. It's about using the resource. We're not telling people you can't do this, you can't do that, but we are telling people be mindful. I look at a situation, and we talked about this before the program started. You look at an area, Cape Town, in South Africa. Now, that is a huge metropolitan area. Its climate is similar to Southern California. Mm-hmm. They currently are in the midst of a 3-year drought. Their residents are being forced to use only 13 gallons of water per day.
You can run the hot water to get it hot.
Well, I'll tell you, Ernest, it's a situation in Cape Town where if they hadn't cut back as much as they have, their taps would have been turned off on April, I believe it was April 22nd, was their kind of D-Day.
Right.
And just imagine that. You've got a major metropolitan city, and where we take it for granted, where we get up and we turn on our taps, we brush our teeth, we take a shower. You're talking about a large area that's, again, similar in climate, similar in, even the look of some of the areas around Cape Town are very reminiscent of Laguna Beach. Hmm. And these residents were faced with the fact that they might not be able to have that water. Municipal water systems would have had to shut off. Now, in comparison, in Laguna Beach, You know, our customers have been averaging about a 10 to 15% reduction this past year, mm-hmm. but we're still using about 100 gallons per person per day.
Ooh.
Now,
and
you know,
they're at 13.
And they're at 13. So when you, you know, what I challenge people to do is try to live on 13 gallons a day. I mean, even for one day, try to live. That means showering, cooking, everything. Try to live on 13 gallons a day. So for us, it's just being more cognizant of the fact that when your irrigation system's going, how long is it going for? When you're taking a shower, we're not telling people not to take showers, but if you're in the shower for 20 minutes, if you're in the shower for 30 minutes, you know, it's still, water is still a finite resource.
How do you say, come on, people?
Yeah, it's, again, it's just knowing that, We have it pretty lucky here. We've got a drinking water system that is well maintained. We've got water supplies. We're lucky now that we have that groundwater supply. But again, it just doesn't mean that residents should go out and just turn on the taps and let them run.
Well, yeah, I think we still should use water wisely, which brings us to the competition.
The 2018 Wyland Mayor's Challenge.
Actually, this is actually a good time to take a break. I have teased the Water Wise competition. We will be right back. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. And today I have as my guest Christopher Regan of the Laguna Beach County Water District. So we'll be right back.
It's been a while since I got sleep, but Sunday nights they don't come cheap.
My skin is thick, but my knees are weak. I'll run away for a kiss on the cheek. Ow!
Okay, we are back. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman, and we do the show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. I almost messed that up, but I got it. I saved it. And my guest this morning is Christopher Regan of the Laguna Beach County Water District. And before we left, we were just getting ready to talk about the WaterWise competition amongst the cities. So take it away.
So this is, you know, I'm sure residents have seen our signs up. They go up every April. The Wyland Mayor's Challenge is
what?
Is a national competition that runs every April from April 1st to the 30th. And what it is it's basically a community service campaign, and it's to kind of get leaders to inspire their residents to take a series of easy to do online pledges, and it's regarding ways that they can save water. It's questions regarding composting and just kind of a lot of environmentally sensitive pledge questions that they can answer.
So to raise awareness, essentially, of what could be done.
That's exactly what it is. It's a period. You know, you look at April, and that's what most of the nation is talking about. That's participating in this competition is getting people talking about the importance of using resources responsibly. It was a competition that was started by Wyland, who, as you know, is a local resident. He has a gallery downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And for Laguna Beach, our residents year after year have risen to the challenge, and it's become this great community spirit type thing. Let's win this. So for 2018, if our residents get out and take these online pledges, which are tallied, and the competition kind of looks at city size, and we're grouped with cities that are in our same population category, this would be our fifth win.
Oh,
So last year, we did the competition for Mayor Tony Eisman, and residents came out like crazy, and we had over 6,000 pledges, which was incredible. And because of that, in addition to the city winning as far as being most water-wise for our population category across the nation, our wholesaler, Municipal Water District of Orange County, with Wyland, sponsored a local competition for Orange County where the city with the highest that won would also win a pocket park, basically. They would fund, the city and the district would pick a location in Laguna, and we would put together this demonstration park.
To the victor go the spoils.
To the victor go the spoils. And again, it's just this is something that the city can be proud of and say, hey, you know, we get how important conservation is, and how, again, not so much conservation, but using water wisely. This isn't a campaign that is just about saving water during a drought. This is looking at water use efficiency as what we call the Laguna Beach lifestyle. Now that's where we've
got. and not necessarily a Spartan arid lifestyle with no landscape.
Correct, and you know,
it's not just rocks.
Anyone that's been to the water district down on Third Street can see what a beautiful landscape you can have with drought tolerant plants. Well, now with the win of the pocket park, we're looking at doing some kind of a demonstration garden in South Laguna. We have a location that we think that the mayor has, that the former mayor, Tony Eisman, who was mayor during the competition last year, has picked out. We've got a couple of meetings set up. We're working with MODOC. We're working with Saddleback College, that their students are doing the design. We've gone through a couple of drafts. We're hoping to have something finalized to take before the city. But it's just, again, a great area to show not only visitors that come to the city, but our local residents. Hey, this is what landscaping can be. This is for you because you've helped us during the time of drought, and also you're still helping us now by just watching what you use.
Okay.
Residents can take the pledge by going to mywaterpledge.com. Again, that's mywaterpledge.com. It probably takes 3 minutes. And when the city is picked as the winner, they also pick a grand prize from residents. And this year, the grand prize is that there's a $5,000 cash prize to go towards utilities, residents' utilities. Hmm. So in the past, there's been a hybrid car that's been given out. And I believe the first year that the city won, we had a resident that won that car.
Okay.
What's different this year is that when residents go on and take the pledge, they can put in a local charity of their choice.
Oh.
And if Laguna wins the title, then from those charities, there could be a winner that would win a hybrid car. Instead of giving it to a resident this year, Wyland is giving this hybrid car to a charity.
Okay.
And I want to phrase that. It's not the district that's giving away a car. It's the national competition that is giving away a car. Wyland, the mayor's challenge, through Toyota, who's a partner of Wyland, and Toro. But there's tons of prizes. And again, it's a nice feather in our cap. This would be our fifth year. And we hope residents get out and take the pledge.
Right. And so one more time with the mywaterpledge.com.
It's mywaterpledge.com. Or you can come out to Farmers Market 2 weeks from now. Staff is there. You can come into our office. You can hit our website, and we have a link to it on our website.
So what's your website?
www.lbcwd.com.
All right. Well, Christopher, it's always a pleasure, and thank you for the work that you're doing, and thanks for keeping us wet, so to speak.
Well, it's always a pleasure to come down and talk to you, Ernest.
All right. Well, you've been listening to the Importance of Being show. That's about it for me, so I'll be back next week. This is KX93.5. Thanks for listening.
Bony hands as cold as a winter pole. You held a warm tombstone out new, flowing blood to home. Oh, what a contrast to wear with boots in the house. My timid young fingers held a decent animal. Over the ramparts you tossed the scent of your skin and some foreign flowers, tied to a brick, sweet as a song. Years have been short, but the days were long. Cool of a temperate breeze, from dark skies to wet grass. We fell in a field, it seems now a thousand summers past. When a kite line's first crossed, tied them into knots to finally fly apart. We had to cut them off. Since then it's been a book you read in reverse, so you understand less as the pages turn. Or a movie so crass and awkwardly cast, even I could be the star. I don't look back much as a rule. In all this, way before murder's cool. But your memory is here, and I'd like it to stay. Warm light. Winter's day. You tossed the scent of your skin and some foreign flower, tied to a brick, sweet as a song. The years have seemed short, but the days go slowly by. Two loose kites falling from the sky, drawn to the ground and an end to flight.